When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Calling on local officials and offering pretrial diversion for offenders. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Modes. We're at 63 degrees at KFOR. The group Justice in Action consists of 24 faith organizations in Lincoln, and they are calling on law enforcement officials to increase pretrial diversion for people in trouble for nonviolent drug offenses instead of serving jail time. At a rally in front of the Hall of Justice this morning, the Reverend Oscar Sinclair, who is the group's co-president, said they showed up in hopes of continuing the ongoing dialogue they've had on this issue with Lancaster County Attorney Pat Condon.
And we're hoping that this is an ongoing dialogue, that this is not the start or end of anything, but it is one step along a process that leads to a more just and equitable city.
Reverend Sinclair said that he and Condon have had conversations over this issue in the past 2 months in hopes of giving those nonviolent offenders a second chance. There was a burglary that happened shortly after 3 o'clock this morning at the Walgreens off of 14th and Superior. Lincoln Police Captain Todd Cutsian says that a security company reported an alarm going off and was monitoring remotely, seeing three people in dark clothing that got inside through a rear door.
Two of the people are observed behind the cash register area grabbing various nicotine-type products before exiting the business.
The extent of the loss is still being evaluated. No arrests have been made. If you're planning to be a spectator for Sunday's 47th running of the Lincoln Marathon, Lincoln Police encourage you to be vigilant and contact officers if you see something suspicious. Captain Mike Woolman says you should also be familiar with the race route if you have a place to be during that time.
We are working closely with our partners to make sure everything runs smoothly, and they will help facilitate any adjustments we have with weather events or other issues.
A map of the race route for the Lincoln Marathon can be found at KFORnow.com. Race time is Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. Starting to see more of the sunshine here as we go through the day today, but a few clouds and a high of 74. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR News.